Puddles in the morning, puddles in the evening, puddles in the afternoon. Well, I'm a puddle boy and she's a puddle girl. The Puddles Podcast is starting real soon.
Welcome to Puddles with Andrew Collins. Got an amazing guest, one of my best friends, but we don't talk really that much anymore. But it's not because either one of us don't want to talk that much.
It's your fault. It's Andrew's fault that we don't talk anymore. Once he went to the, where'd you go? Oh, to the Caymans. He changed.
You mean St. Louis? I guess Cayman. That was something else. Yeah,
I feel we were. The Caymans like put you over the edge. I feel like we were cool when you moved to us, and then we were like, Andrew's, he's a diva.
I'm a diva. You came 20 minutes late to this podcast and then told me you have to cut it 10 minutes short. And you're wearing a jean jacket now with tits behind you. You're rocking your own sign to someone else's podcast. I mean, this is a lot.
This is our studio. Welcome to it.
Ashley Heseltine.
Andrew.
Time. I went with it. I went for it. I don't know what I'm doing. What's going on? I love you. We were neighbors. We were becoming quickly best friends. And then I got a better offer, you know?
As for a best friend?
I mean, a lot of different things, but yes.
I know. I feel like we were really hitting our stride as besties. And then you moved away.
Well,
I think you seem like you're thriving.
Things are good, honestly. Like, I just bought all golf clothes, if you can tell. I didn't even have a budget. I was like, give me three different colors of the same shirt. I also have the Nike hat. I copied this guy, Koepka. Koepka, he's a big time golfer. Have you heard of him?
I don't know, like golfers. Are you golfing? Or just no, wearing
just
the...
It's just a new look.
It's just a look.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. I will always wear like a full workout outfit if I know I'm not even working out that day. Like I bought an outfit recently, like a pretty nice outfit, like from Aloe Yoga. And I was like, I'll never wear this to yoga. Like I'll just wear this on the streets. Like it's got a high neck. I'm like, I'm not wearing a turtleneck to hot yoga. This is just for... looks.
Yeah, I love you. Just put on athletic clothes to take a shit. You're just like, I'm gonna sweat. It's good. My legs are going numb, you know.
So you're doing like a double check. Like are you full Nike? There's two checks in the frame, and I'm seeing you from like titties up, and I see two Nike checks. So that's a lot in like a small amount of space, like a small surface area. There's a lot of Nike.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. I bought Nike shorts and Nike shoes, but I wear a Callaway glove. So I switch it up and I use Titleist
and Lululemon.
Balls.
Oh, are you?
I'm still a Lulu head. To be honest, I'm actually playing golf more. I did buy clubs yesterday for the first time in years. I am thriving. Okay. I was able to buy clubs because I know a guy at TaylorMade who gave them to me half off.
Okay.
And then I am playing in a charity golf tournament with Joe Buck on Monday. Yeah, he's a big sportscaster. So
I don't know any like sport. Like if it's golf, I don't know golf related. I know like Tiger Woods. Oh, and Arnold Palmer.
Because of the drink.
No, I was friends with his granddaughter in college.
What?
Yeah. We went to her house in Winter Park. Is that?
In Orlando?
In Florida?
Yeah.
Near Orlando, yeah. We went to Islands of Adventure. It was a great New Year's.
Would anything weird happen?
No, she was super cool. I mean, that's, you know, a pretty famous family to be from, but she was great.
No, but did anything weird happen at New Year's when the ball dropped? Like, what was your weirdest New Year's you ever had? Have you ever, like, woke up, like, you know, 40 miles outside of the county lines, you know? Something like crazy.
Man.
New Year's is always hyped up.
Yeah. But I do like it. Like,
yeah.
You know how people are like, it's overrated. I'm like, but I love to like get dressed up and party. Were you at Reyna's that one year?
No.
You were at the Super Bowl. Like she had those right before COVID. She had these like two parties that were so amazing, but I guess you weren't there for New Year's. That was really fun. I mean, I'm trying to think. I mean, I used to be such a like drunk slut. Like, I'm sure I have so many crazy like New Year's stories. I remember, I think this was in New Year's. I was at this place. It was a bar in Dover, Delaware called Bubba's. And it was like a hip hop, like they had a DJ, we would always like go on the dance floor and dance. It was like tucked behind like a sushi restaurant, you know, and that was like the spot. And I would always kind of go out with this guy when I was home on breaks for college. And we went out for New Year's. I think I was wearing like no clothes, you know, like the sluttiest thing, no jacket, you know, like they always say sluts never get cold. Like it's so true when you're in that like early 20s, you're like, we don't need a jacket. It's a 20 degree wind chill. And danced.
I would
like,
assume though, I think a lot of times when a girl layers up, there'll be a line outside the club. I don't think the line by the sushi, behind the sushi restaurant, it's
at
not
Bubba's. Yeah. Yeah, we probably got right in. I probably drove, you know, I probably pre-gamed for hours and then drove us, knowing me.
You knew Bubba. Everyone knows Bubba. Everyone.
And I went and we like got wild on the dance floor because I would just always go out. This guy was such a good dancer. We would like hit the dance floor. I would always want to show off and lose my breath by Destiny's Child came on. And I went so hard on the dance floor. I threw my neck out, but I didn't really know until the next day I woke up and I couldn't move my neck. And
you know what move it was?
That's just a lot of like, can you keep up? And it's just a lot of hair swinging. And I'm telling you that I didn't really feel it in the moment, but I woke up the next day. I couldn't move to the side. I couldn't check my blind spot. I was like, I was trying to drive to this diner to eat. I was like, I can't move my neck. And my mom, she was doing something with my brother for college. Like he was getting recruited. And you know, back in the day when we were in college, like spinal meningitis was a thing. My mom was like, she has spinal meningitis. It was wild. And so we had to go to the urgent care on New Year's Day, like urgent care. My mom had to come home from what she was doing with go to urgent care. And we're in there and it's getting worse, like by the minute. And my mom was like, she's going to die, you know? And then the doctor starts asking me these questions, like, about what I did the night before. And like, it all kind of came back and I was like, oh no. And I was like, I threw it out on the dance floor and like, it hit me.
It wasn't from blowing him?
No, like, I don't think I ever blew him. We would like dry hump and make out, but it hit me like sitting in that doctor's room of like, oh no, I know what happened. And my mom was like, so mad. She was like, I can't believe this.
It's so funny when like you would hurt yourself when, you know, I definitely woke up with, you know, pretty much bleeding, pissed my pants, like just, and you're just like,
yeah,
when did that, it's funny though, like in the moment, like you could take on anything when you're drunk enough, you know?
Oh yeah. 100%. Like, yeah. Of course I didn't feel like my body was probably like, what? Like something snapped. And I was like, I'm going to keep going all night. Till the ball drops.
The guy's like, you're
when they bring that, you know, they bring a bell toast at Bubba's, you know, like,
yeah, probably, yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
The cheapest. And we just thought we were like balling.
They hand out like old sushi. It's so funny though to think like
they weren't connected, Andrew. I want to be clear that they weren't connected. Like, I just want you to know. The Bubba's was its own entity. Definitely no food.
I went to this bar, I remember, I think in like Slidell, Louisiana. It was where Southeastern Louisiana University was, whatever. Okay. And they had a bar. They had a bar where it was like country on one side, techno on the other side, but there was no wall. It was just
kind of like a silent disco, but not silent.
So you could hear, if you stood on the county line, on like the borderline, you could hear both music.
It's like the Florida Bama line.
That's like, that's the Florida Bama line. Yeah, Florida with the techno side.
100%. Yeah.
I mean, I went to bars like that. I think I went to a bar or a club in Prague. Have you ever been to Prague?
Okay. I have been to Prague. When I went to a club in Prague, this guy, my ass, and I turned around and pushed him down.
Really?
Yeah, I was like so shook and I just didn't know what to do. I just like shoved him and he kind of like fell.
How hard did he grab your ass? How do you know when a grab versus a dance or like first a grade?
We were not dancing. It was like a smack.
Oh, okay. So what happened when you pushed him down?
He like toppled back and then I just kind of like ran off. I was like, I'm not trying to start anything. That's my move. One time I was like with this guy.
I can see you dating that guy for like 3 years and be like, you know, I don't know. I mean, there was a red flag when he hit me at the first.
We were joking the other day. Have you ever been to Squid Row in Cabo?
No.
Like, have you ever been to Cabo?
I haven't been. Well, that's
okay. So if you've ever gone to Cabo, like on a spring break, or you know, I went like in 2020. There's this like bar that it's like wild, and you just can't go there if you're like concerned about being violated in any way. You know, like it's not a 2021 post Me Too woke bar. Like, they'll come up and like motorboat you, you know, like not men on women, but like the women cocktail servers, like I think motorboated one of our friends. I do think this one of the guys that worked there did kind of grab my ass. And I was like, that's what we do here. Like, it's just like you enter a different time. We were joking about it the other day, how it's just like Squid Row, man.
I love that. Like, I love when like, yeah, when the president is up front before you get in the bar, like the club at Prague in Prague. A grab on the ass, that's not Squid Row. Like, I'm expecting more from you. Like, maybe grab my tits, you know, don't, you know. But it's just interesting, like, because, yeah, I've been to Carlos and Charlie's, which is similar in Mexico, in, like, Cancun. And I remember, this video's on YouTube. I'll send it to you after this. But my dad had there are shot girls that do the tits where they don't motorboat you. They have you motorboat them. They'll put their tits.
Yes. And, right. I just remember motorboating. Yeah. That's the same kind of thing.
And my dad's a doctor and like kind of, but you know, when he get drunk, he loosens up a lot. He's like one of those dads. It's like bipolar when he has like two drinks.
Yeah.
Like, I like this guy. Like this guy.
Love seems, that for him.
Yeah. And, he took those fruity shots and they blow the whistle and he thought this beautiful girl started it. And then the most disgusting man on earth finished it. And my dad thought it was a woman like grabbing his tits. And my dad was euphoric. Like I've never seen my dad so sexual in his life. And he turns around and it's just like,
I've never seen my dad so sexual. I love that.
And he just turned around and this guy was like, and my dad goes, like, and I was like, oh, that's when I found out my dad's been living a lie his whole life, you know?
Oh my God. Yeah. And I don't want to, you know, like Me Too, Squid Row. I want to be clear that like a lot of it's like the motorboating, like the girl on girl stuff. But I do remember like walking up the stairs and there was a guy that worked there and he just kind of,
it's just so funny. Like with, you're like, it's girl on girl. So abuse is fine.
Well, it's all no, like I'm saying, like you're there and it's like a bachelorette vibe and like
of course, this hot girl comes fucking around. It's just but it's just
you know, so she comes up and like blows the whistle and like something's there's a motorboat about to happen. But I do remember like this
there's a this motorboat guy, whistle and a rape whistle. Those are the two whistles. You're either into it or really against it. Like those are the two.
But I was like walking and this guy needed to get by me, like a guy that worked there, and he did just kind of like lightly tap the ass and said, "Excuse me, sweetheart," which normally would enrage me. Like, don't touch my body and call me sweetheart. And I was like, "No, like just it's Squid Row." What happens in Cabo stays in Cabo.
Oh, until you
Kristen Cavallari said it first.
Yeah, and then you get tested a month later and you realize my neck hurts because I have herpes. But I had I would go to bars in Florida and grind. Like
yeah.
Like it was wild, wild times of grinding. Just
yeah. Like I just remember in college too, at like frat parties, but you know, obviously in Florida, spring breaks. The grinding, like were guys just so hard all the time? Like we would just get up in there. Like
I've talked about this before.
I'm gonna be bent over. Like, what? It's like, does that happen today? Like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, this was all consensual. Does. I want to be clear, like, consensual grinding, but like, we would get in there with our ass cheeks as ladies, you know?
Dude, I talked about it before. Like, as a guy, you couldn't be fully hard because that would creep the girl out. So you'd have to have, but you'd have to let her know that you do have a dick in your pants. Like,
but you can't control that, right? Like,
you can give yourself blood in your penis without full blood. I can, at least.
But can you stop a boner from going full boat? Like, how can you stop it when you can just, like, you can tell yourself, like, it's half chub time? Like, you just...
Yeah, because in your mind, you're just not fully horned. You're half horned, you know?
Oh, half, because you're half horned.
Yeah. It's like, you don't want to fully wet your pants when you're a lady, so you probably go half wet. You don't want to, you know.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes if you're like, tonight I'm going to be grinding, like, you might want to, like, wear a panty liner, you know?
Dude, I would grind and another guy would be, I even know the guy. And we'd be looking at each other in the eyes, and the girl could have not even have been there, maybe. And we're just... She could have left 20 minutes ago and we wouldn't even have known. Like, we were just so into each other. And I'd be like, hey, bro, you get the ass, I'll get the front. Cool. Cool, dude. You want to play golf? And I'm wearing the outfit already.
Yeah. You're like, you're Reebok, I'm Nike.
I mean, do you play golf at all?
No, but it's funny because I grew up on a golf course. I mean, we lived on like the 8th hole or something, I don't know, of this like golf course, country club, not like fancy, don't get it twisted, it was like in Smyrna, Delaware, but nobody in the family played. That was just like where we lived. But I mean, always golf balls in the yard, always golfers in the yard, like we lived on the hole pretty much. And then it was a kind of a hill, we would like sled down it when it would snow, like, you know, as a kid I thought it was this huge mountain, it's like barely an incline. But it's just funny, nobody in my family.
It's golf. Like you lived on a beach and like never surfed, you know?
It's really like that. I mean,
I kind of am like that too. Like my dad, we grew up around golf courses. I just wasn't into golf. When I was a kid, I would play other sports. And so I get it. Like either, and also when something is so accessible, sometimes you don't really want it that bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I worked at a golf course too. I've never played in my life. And I lived on a golf course and then worked at another country club one summer. Like I was like a cart girl, you know?
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I was. And I thought it was like sexy, like to be a cart girl, like, you know?
Yeah.
And then they told us we had to like wash down the cart, like hose down the carts at the end of the night. I was like, oh, this is not what I thought it was going to be, but okay, like I'll hose the carts down. And like, we would work in the pro shop. And I remember one day, like I didn't know anything. And I drove a golf cart, like across the green or something. And I just heard people like screaming, like she's driving across the green. Like it was some cardinal rule. I still am unsure what I did, but bottom line, people like lost their minds. And I was like, what did I do? Like the pro came out, he was like screaming. And I was like, sorry, I don't understand.
I'm so sorry. I ruined your green. Sorry.
Well, I just didn't know. I was like, no one ever told me.
You're like, you're doing donuts on the 18th green. You're like, what? What? Fast and the Furious just came out. What? That's what I do.
I thought it was going to be a like cooler, sexier job than it was. Cause I thought it would be like, I would be just.
Yeah, you dress like a little golf,
being a tennis hot, hoe. Slutty cart girl, and there'd be hot guys in like the weekend tournaments, and they just weren't. I mean, it was in Delaware. I mean, it was in Dover, Delaware. Like, you know, it was like older men. I was like, this is not what I dreamed about.
Yeah, I feel bad for the cart girls because, you know, guys get hammered on the golf course, and then they try around the 12th hole, they'll be like, I'm going to go for it now. And it's like, I go to school with your daughter at high school. Like, get away from me. And you're like, I'll get a triple. Like to impress her, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. And and then they always have like old sandwiches in there.
Well, yeah, we just had to like
hot dog.
We would have to pick up their trash. I was like, this is not the sexy summer I thought.
You're like, you want me to get you the Gatorade from the bottom? And then they're like, no, just ew, lady, I'm trying to play golf.
You know what I don't understand about golf, like, which I mean, I'm not trying, you know, I understand it, but like, it still kind of throws me the that actually the attire, like that you like play a sport in khakis. Like I'll never understand it. You know, as someone who like is into fitness, it just is always trips me out of like what you wear. And then there's so many rules. Like I remember I was dating somebody and he had like a golf bachelor party outing and he had to like buy clothes at the, in the pro shop. He like showed up and he wasn't allowed to wear what he was wearing. And he like, it's a funny thing. It's so,
it's a silly thing. It's a silly thing, but you know, this is a workout shirt with a collar. Like nowadays you're not wearing, you know, whatever, you're not dressed blazers. Like Payne Stewart. Yeah. Blazers. And like in 120 degrees and you're wearing like cashmere, I don't know, pants or whatever the hell they would wear, like so much cotton. But yeah,
you still have to wear like khakis or
no,
like,
no, you could wear, I literally, dude, this is so funny. So I bought these are shorts. These are literally the shorts I'm wearing.
Okay. Got it.
So they're like workout material. So they said standard on there. And I was like, oh, standard shorts, like workout yeah. shorts. Standard is the length. These are 30s. I'm a 34. They don't fit. I didn't try them on at the shop.
That is so you. That is your kitchen rug situation. You don't like to size things out or try them on or measure anything.
Those are 30s. Guess what size these are?
I don't, 36, like
42.
Andrew, you didn't even like hold them up. That is crazy.
I know. It's
what is your life?
They both said standard.
Oh my god. Yeah,
so but dumb.
Still sizes.
Ugh. I'm so dumb. I have to drive 25 minutes back and then I have to have the conversation with the guy of be like, hey, look, first of all, you should have warned me when I bought these that I was, you know. I'm not a 42. You know.
Well, he doesn't know. He's like, oh, he must be buying them for his dad. They're going to go out and golf.
Yeah, that's true. But dude, that's so like, there are so many rules. Our friend Ari went, or you know, Ari somewhat, he went and played golf at kind of a nice country club. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't even on the course or in the dining room. He was in the locker room where naked guys are showing their dicks. You know what I mean? Like, people are walking around naked.
Yeah.
There's no rules in there. It's wild. Yeah. It's the Wild West. He had his hat backwards because he was washing his face. This guy, I think his dick might have been out. Goes, hey, son, hey, hat forward here.
No.
Hat forward.
No. It's wild. I feel uncomfortable. We go to one of my friend in Atlanta. They become these like country club people. It's called Ansley Country Club in Atlanta. It's probably a little bit more of the less conservative ones because, you know, country clubs can get a little.
Oh, they don't let Jews in there. I'll tell you that.
Well, yeah. And so, but I just got there and I felt like tense. Like, I don't want to break a rule. But you're so right. Like, you're naked and it's like, excuse me, ma'am.
Sir, your hat. It's like, sir, your dick. Why don't you put that backwards? Because I don't want to see it. Yeah, it's wild. It's a wild story that he told me. And I would have lost my mind on the guy. But then again, it's like, you know, unless you're a member, if you're not a member, you know, it goes back to Caddyshack, which is one of my favorite movies. It's just like, you can't, you're on eggshells when you're not a member.
Oh my God. Yeah. There's like weird rules. Like I remember one time I flew on a buddy pass, like a friend, like her like mom worked for Delta or whatever for years. She had a buddy pass for me. This was so many years ago. And I used to just, I forget what I was wearing. I think my bra was showing through my shirt. I had like loose armholes and I got like a talking to, and I was like, what? I look cute. And
you like, dress as the cart girl trying to be a member. Like, what's wrong with you? You
fully I have fully slut shamed at the airport. They're like, ma'am, you're on a buddy pass. I'm like, well, I don't understand. And they're like, you have to cover up.
Oh,
like,
this was on the plane.
Yeah. Like I just felt like it was a weird dress code. And I texted her. I was like, is this the thing? She was like, Amir, you're kind of supposed to look presentable when you're flying on a buddy pass. I was like, what?
Oh, I didn't know this was, I thought this was you were at like a golf club house.
I've definitely gotten in trouble there too. I'm always like my whole life. I feel like I have been getting in trouble a lot for dress code stuff. Like in school, short, like I have long legs. So like shorts, you know, they'd be like at your fingertips. And I was always like getting in trouble. And I was wearing, I wore like some sort of like headband thing that matched my outfit, and you weren't supposed to wear stuff in your head, like hats and like head wrap, like whatever garments. And I actually just like got them to change the rule. I was like, it's part of my outfit. And like, they were, I don't know. It was like, I remember being in the principal's office and they just like let it go. And I was like, am I changing the school's dress code in real time? But yeah.
You're a hero. You're
it was from the Gap. I was like, listen.
I was like, how did you change it? I was just like, it matches.
Yes. It was like lavender. I was like, this is part of the outfit. And I just remember, I think like the vice principal was like, I just like kind of fucked. Like he just got so confused. And he was like,
I never put a hat on to match a shirt. What? Like that doesn't even make sense. But yeah. I mean, yeah, girls would get in trouble. I think it was 4 inches above the knee.
Well, it used to be like a fingertip, you know, but then there was like this one girl who had like really long arms and she was like, my arms are down to my knees. Like, can't.
She had short legs and long arms. And
yes. She had to wear. Her name was Amanda. I was like, girl, like she was always like getting in trouble.
I love picturing just a real slutty girl cutting half her arms off just so she could dress like a little bitch, like a little whore. Be like, what? This is my arms. They're like, ma'am, you cut your arms off. We all see you bleeding. Dude. I mean, who makes these rules, though? Ugly people make these rules. That's what happens.
There's like sexism, you know, like there's, I think things may have changed, but like there's some weird stuff rooted in, well, there's dress codes across the board can be like racially coded, but there's sexism in like women shouldn't tempt men. It's like, why can men can wear a tank top, but women can't? Like everything should be standard across the board because it's like, I was watching this movie recently and about that, of like how bullshit it was that men can wear muscle tank top, but women have to like cover up. So I don't know. There's a lot of,
no, I saw an article where in Florida, of course, it was a private school and these girls for senior picture day or whatever.
Oh, they like edited it.
They edited it and they added like a turtleneck because they crazy. Had too much cleavage. And it was like, it would be one thing if the Photoshop guy was good, but it was just, it was just so obvious.
That like enrages me. Like, I just hate what they're actually saying there. But also, yeah, it looked terrible. And it wasn't.
In fairness, the guy could have just added bigger tits. That would have been.
Yeah, I was like so mad about that.
No, I was too, because apparently, like later on in the yearbook, like farther in the yearbook, there were guys in Speedos, and it's like,
yes,
it just doesn't add up.
It doesn't add up.
No. No. Ugh,
I hate it. Well, you can wear whatever you want at Squid Row. I mean, you might get...
I guess in high school, we couldn't have facial hair. That was one thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I know. I went to private school.
Yeah. I mean, we had to wear a tie and stuff because I went to private school. And then pretty much after that, I never wore a tie again. It's kind of, you know, you grow up with it. You know, I never had that feeling. I think a lot of guys, when they graduate college, you're like, first day on the job, tying a tie. You know what I mean? Like, it's a big thing. But when you wear one, I can't picture.
I mean, you're wearing a golf shirt for a podcast recording. Like, you're clearly not like a tie guy.
Or might be, hey, you don't know me. You didn't expect this.
I didn't. your whole vibe is like full blown, like, sort of hot dad these days. Like, it's really like, people will DM me, they're like, is Andrew hot? I'm like, that's for you to decide. I don't want to have this conversation.
What is that question? Also, it's like, you have eyes. I mean, I get it, but yes, okay, I'll take it. I'll take the compliment, but I'm just saying, a lot of people, they'll go, I don't know, you ever get these messages like, I wanted to hate you and now I like you, or I wanted to think you're ugly but you're actually hot. Like, and it's just like, why did you start with the negative? Like, why?
People are the worst. But if I, you know, if someone says to me, like, I wanted to hate you, all I'm hearing is like, because you're so pretty. And I'm just jealous. Like, I'm like, oh, I know. I'm just so hateable because I'm just so pretty.
No, yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is.
Like, they're like, dude, I wanted to hate you because you're so jacked and you're just like, so such a good golfer and like such a good dancer. And you get all the girls, but like, dude, you're fucking cool, man. You're cool.
Yeah, I get that all the time. No, but that is like something I hear a lot. But yes, it's like, no, I remember we would pose when we, you know, in front of the Corolla and in front of the Xterra.
That picture, I'm going to repost it. Like, I'm going to do a 1-year anniversary post. It's still like one of my favorite photos of all time.
It's unbelievable. But then people just being like, Ashley, you look incredible. And is Andrew like attractive? It's like, what? What did you think I look like? What was your...
See, I just, people get offended so easily, obviously, but I had a glow up, I mean, years ago, like probably like right around when I turned 30. So really like last year, honestly, but no, and I did have some guy friends, not like trolls and like weirdos, but like guy friends of mine be like, you're hot now. And I didn't take offense to it. Cause I was like, I like did have a little bit of a glow up. Like they weren't saying you were a heinous dog before, but I think that they just viewed me as like their friend. And like, I had this one guy friend in Atlanta named Dylan, and he would be like, did Hess get hot? And I just wasn't offended. I was like, yeah,
I know. Actually. I know. Yeah. It's, I think we both just started drinking water. I think that's what.
Just staying hydrated. You're a hydrated king.
Dude, I drink a lot of water. I exercise daily. And yeah, I mean, it is like, it is unfortunate. Like guys can get hot. They could go through windows of like hotness until they die at the age of 80. Like there could be guys that are, it's like, he got hot at 65? Like, what?
Okay. Well, first of all, it actually is less like that. I really do think, like, you have done a great job. You know, like, I think women are always having that, like, you know, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s glow up. And, like, men usually decline. Like, you are kind of, you know, we said this. We were saying, like, it's never too late to glow up. That's what we were saying last summer when I was, like, laying by the pool and you were doing kettlebells.
Yeah, I know. I mean, look, you lean into a lot of that of getting outside New York City, actually, and living here. When you do a lot of open mics as a stand-up, you kind of lean into, like, destroying yourself because you think you got to be, you know, ugly, disheveled, poor, you know, just to have people like you, other comedians like you, because then you're part of the struggle. Mm-hmm. But it's like, no, I'm in shape. I wear fucking expensive golf clothes and I drive a Corolla 2021. Get off my back. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm leaning into like feeling happy and feeling good. And I can still be funny as fuck.
Like, and looking good. And looking good. I mean, also that I feel like has shifted. Some comedians joke about this, like Mary Beth and like Sydney Washington, and people have just like the hot comics are in. Like those days are over. Like the sloppy, and also just in general, like comedians. I mean, years ago, it used to be not frowned upon, or it used to be kind of cooler to be even like drunk, like on stage. Like now, I feel like people are just like not sloppy. There's so many sober comedians. Like I think those days of kind of like drunk comedians and like sloppy, you know, it's just like. Why wouldn't people are paying to come see you? Like, I don't think they want you to look like you rolled out of the garbage can. Like, I think there can be comics that kind of want to keep each other down in a way.
Yeah.
But like the audience members, like, why wouldn't they want to see somebody that looked like they tried a little?
And it's so funny too, where like, I'm like, yeah, I put on a clean shirt and now I'm too good looking for comedy. And it's like, no, you look okay. Like you're like, you look, you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
But in my head, I'm like, I can't be too hot. what else been going on? So now COVID's over, New York City is back. How is it over there? How's your dating? What's going on? Are you like,
I mean, I got this new dog, you know, and he's just kind of been like, it's made me I just love him so much. I care a little bit less about dating. I feel like, you know, I have a companion all the time, but dating, I mean, I don't know. I'm open to it. I don't have any like really stories to share at this time. Like it hasn't been my top priority. I've been really, really busy. Like I've doing so much stand-up this month. And we've just been so slammed. Like we were just in LA and we actually hired an assistant finally. So things should start to get a little bit easier, but I've just been like super busy with work stuff. And like, really, it's been great. New York is like fully feels like it's back.
Yeah, it's warm now. You know, you got this new dog, you rescued a dog, you were going to foster it, and then you're just lazy, and you're like, I'll take the first one.
I really fell in love with him. He's so great.
It'd be so hard, though, if I fostered any dog. I mean, he would have to shit in my shoes. to not fall in love with him. You know what I mean? Or her.
I mean, I don't know. Like, for me, I promised that I was not going into it thinking I wanted a dog. I was like really loving the freedom. I was loving sparkling clean apartment, not hair everywhere. Like, I was really thriving. So I was like, I'm only going to keep a dog that feels like really perfect. Like, if I got a foster dog and he was not fully...
Can we show this perfect dog's mouth real quick?
Azul.
Azul.
Come up here. Come on. Come on. You want to say hi to... I mean...
Yeah, let's see. Azul, can we get a closer look at his teeth, the perfect dog's teeth? Because I love these things. Look at that mouth. Okay. I don't like... Yeah.
Like, if I got a foster dog and it was, you know, having accidents or it had a bunch of separation anxiety or it wasn't good with cats, like, I really... You know, I know there's no perfect dog, but I did have a few things on my checklist that I was looking for, like, which I think anyone, you know, the, a dog that goes through your lifestyle, he really had to be good with cats. That was important to my family because they have so many cats, and just, he kind of checked every box and he's just really easy. You know, I had this dog before, you know, I mean, Dewey was like the love of my life. He was incredible, but he was a little difficult. He was had some, he wasn't, he had a little bit of aggression and,
How's Azul at the dog park?
He's perfect. He's just perfect.
Like, yeah.
He's just the perfect dog. He's five. So he's just kind of like adjusts really easy to everything. He stayed with the sitter and my parents. Like, he just kind of settles right in. He's really easy. He's small. I can pick him up. That was the thing with Dewey. I was like, I could never, like, you know, he got really sick towards the end. I couldn't carry him. And he's just, oh my God, we can do like a, hold on.
Oh, yeah. Look at that mouth. I mean, he's a cool dog. He looks like a wolf almost. He looks like he's got wolf tendencies. What is he?
He's got a black tongue. Or like spotted black.
Oh, so
he's probably got some chow in him. You know what's so funny? I was wondering if people said this to Nikki. A couple people tagged me. I think they were like scared to even tag me in it, but they sent it to me. They tagged me, just a couple. And it was a meme and it said, nothing like seeing a hot girl, which I took, you know, I was like, that part of it's fine. Nothing like seeing a hot girl with her wretched snaggle tooth, rotting corpse of a rescue dog or something like that. Like, it was so, and I think that, like, the snaggle tooth, like, they just saw snaggle tooth and they thought of Azul, but I was like, Azul is not a rotting corpse of a dog. I would always joke with Nikki about that dog. Like, I was like, how old is that dog?
Is it okay? Marion?
Yes. Yeah.
So Marion is older than the cup from Indiana Jones. Like, that dog.
Is she old?
She just looks old. She looks like she was raised by a sewer and a half-eaten tuna can.
Like, that's who I thought of. Like, and I hope Nikki won't be offended because we've joked about Marion, but I got tagged in that meme and I was like, somebody has had to have sent this to Nikki. Like, a hot girl with wretched snaggle tooth.
I mean, I think
rotting corpse.
I think Marion wrote that, I think. with her little paws. I do think that Luigi stays with us and not Marion, so I don't know if people connect the two as much anymore.
Is Marion like with the parents?
Yeah, Marion's with the parents, and it's impossible not to fall in love with that disgusting rat of a dog. Like, this, she's incredible. She has confidence, she's like Heidi Klum, you know.
I love that. Like, yeah, I've heard Nikki and I've talked about that. Like, she's like, I just want half the confidence this dog has, looking like she does. Can we talk about your girlfriend?
Sure.
There is what is like, you guys seem serious.
Yeah, I really like her. I mean, it was funny because, like, I called her my girlfriend on a podcast and she's like, we never had that talk.
Well, that's how, like, Raina is. Like, she's like, do I say boyfriend? Like, it's always like a,
because it's so annoying, because then you gotta be like, the girl that I'm dating or the girl that I went to dinner. It's like, it ends up having to be longer than girlfriend. And but I was worried about labeling things, because I think once you label them, then there's I don't know. There just seems to be more, I think because of my last girlfriend, I'm worried about jealousy stuff. I'm worried about getting more serious, and we have so much fun together. And it's like, I just want to never have any kind of serious conversation. I just want to go through life being really happy with her and not you know, having to have a sit down, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, but yeah, I mean, we kind of had the talk the other day and I was just like, do you want to label it? And then like, I fucked up by being like, I don't want it to be serious, but I want to be exclusive. She's like, well, that's, you're not getting both those things. And I was like, okay, well,
Wait, you said you want it to be exclusive?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's.
But she's like, unless, like, I know that you want to take some steps, I'm not, like, I'm still single then. But not saying that she wants to go out and hook up with other people, but just, like, kind of putting her foot down a little bit. And, you know, I was just like, yeah. I was like, do you want to be my girl? She's like, that's juvenile. I go, this conversation's juvenile.
Yeah.
Why are we even out? And, but it was a good conversation. And, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I've had some really, like, open dialogue with her recently where I kind of get an, instead of assuming what she's thinking, I get clear answers because I actually ask the, not a hard question, or like I bring up things that I would typically avoid throughout my whole life, you know what I mean, in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And I think that's been really healthy. And I've just never done that before. Like, and I was like, oh, you could get answers that are way better than what's going on through your fucking head, your crazy head.
I mean, that is the biggest, problem I used to have in my last relationship and even like any relationship is just spiraling in your own head before you even talk to the person about what's going on. And like, there's so much, and I mean, this is not like a hot take, communication is key in relationships, but like good communication. And I think so many, there's that, like, you get in your head of like, oh my God, well, he's thinking this and he's doing this. And you like actually spin this story in your head that sometimes is so false. And I'm saying this from someone that's like been guilty of this. And then also just the, you know, age old, like thinking someone can read your mind, which is just such a mistake. Like that's, I feel like we hammer that to our listeners so much. Like, he can't read your mind. He can't read your mind. We're wired so differently. Like, you know, straight men and straight women are wired differently a lot of times. And so it's just kind of, any men and women, thinking that like, you're going to drop these little hints and he's going to pick up on them because, you know, your girlfriend would or you would. Like, it's just like, this is a different person and it's a man and you have to be blunt.
And then, yeah, it'll be so funny because I'll be like, well, I just expected you to be upset about this. She goes, have I shown to be upset about any of these things before? And I was like, no. She's like, so why would I be upset now? And I was like, it's a good point. That's a really good point.
You feel like you're like bringing from stuff from the past, right? Like,
yeah. And I'll probably put that on her, you know? But yeah, I don't know. Like, we just, like, the more I learn about her and the more we hang out, like I was hanging out with her last night and we just laugh a lot. Like, that's all, great. You know? And she's just easygoing and she's quirky. Like, she's silly. And like, you know, those moments where like, you'll find like a word with like someone you're dating, like kind of like we say true, like a lot. Like I heard her say that. And then I've started to say true, like with like just, and then instead of yum, we say yam. And it's just like these cheesy little things, but we'll go true, you know, and just like,
yeah.
And it just, you like laugh and just makes you smile. And I don't know. It's like, I know it sounds cheesy, but it's just like, those like little word things are really fun and where you kind of have your own little language with the person you're dating.
Oh,
where you
yeah.
can just say one word and it could take you out of like whatever, you know? And,
yeah. I dated somebody and he started talking to me the way I would talk to Dewey. Like he just started to one day kind of like calling me, like he walked in, he was like, hey cutes. And I was like, what? Like that's all. And our language became like, my dog, like it turned into like the way that he had picked up on the way I was talking to Dewey became the way like we communicated with each other and like pet names. And it was just like, you're so right when you have those things. And like Rain and I have those things, you know, you start to talk like one another and they make you like, you're right. It's like harder to get mad at somebody if you're kind of like frustrated and they say the thing, you're like, God damn it.
It's like a safe word. You know, me and Nikki have a safe word. It's rooster. So if we start like getting an argument, it should be, but I don't know. Yeah. So it's good. Like, I don't know, my life, like I feel like I'm not like searching as much for happiness as opposed to just like enjoying like simple things and getting to happiness from that. And, you know, it's so much of it is just getting older and you know, searching is exhausting, you know? Mm-hmm. And like having somewhat of a routine now, and I don't know. I mean, I paid off a lot of my debt that I was in, which made me feel really good. Like all that shit, like all that stuff is just really, I don't know. Things are good. I'm really happy about it, but
I'm so happy for you. I love all this. I mean, it's like obvious, like we can tell.
Yeah.
You don't, you know, you're not like missing New York and like the,
I miss some things about New York. I miss you. I miss Raina. Like I miss the friendships that are like, I really like, I think I stopped. You know, you live in New York long enough and you kind of start eliminating friends. You feel like, oh my God, I found so many people like me in the city. And then you're like, oh no, I found like three.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
So anyhow, but no, I do. I miss that. Do I miss running around going to clubs and like trying to do stand-up spots and, you know, all that like shit? Not really. But, you know, and then I miss things about New York when the weather's nice on, like, a Sunday morning, getting, like, an amazing brunch with friends. Like, just cheesy shit, you know?
Yeah, I was with friends in L.A., and I love L.A., and I do think I could end up living there one day. I think in the next year or two, I think I could end up moving there, just doing more of, like, a bi-coastal life. I mean, I already want to spend more time out there. I really like it. I feel you don't have to pick one or the other. I love New York and L.A., but my friend was, like, the best day in New York, like the actual perfect day in New York where the weather's perfect and you're with all your friends, she was like, is the best day that you'll ever have. Like it is better than a perfect day anywhere else, but those are few and far between. You know what I mean? And she's like, and LA is just kind of like, there's more quantity of those days, you know, the weather's nicer, you know, it's just a little easier. It's kind of like there's just things about New York compare to anything else. You know, there are these feelings of like, even last night I had two amazing shows, like amazing. Like I did one with Hannah, I guested on her show at City Winery and I had this incredible show in this barbershop and like the crowd was amazing. And I just like had this perfect night. And then I walked home and I got like a bodega sandwich and I'm like, those moments, like they're not every moment, but they are just like, I'm like filled with so much joy. And then, but then you wake up and you're like, oh, I'm stepping over piles of garbage. Like it's really getting a little seedy.
What kind of sandwich?
Oh, I have the other half right here. It's just like this wrap. I have a bodega.
What's up with the amount of lettuce on that?
I don't know.
That's an
inordinate. There's avocado in there.
Okay. That's too much lettuce.
Listen, don't knock it. There
it is too much lettuce though. Let's be honest.
Maybe I'm trying to get some greens.
I don't, keep it on the side.
We have an elite bodega. Like it is on 13th and 1st, southwest corner, Hampton's Food Market. It is unreal. It's unbelievable. Like I would just go there over going to a restaurant some days. Like everything is on point. It's so clean. It's so nice. It's so fancy. Like every time someone walks in there, they're like, what is this place? So
I can't believe you got home last night without, like, my problem with New York sometimes is, like, I'll do the great show, two great shows, I'll get the bodega sandwich, and from walking from the bodega to home, I'll see something that I never should have seen in my life, let alone somehow I saw it four times on the wall, you know what I mean? Or I'll get on the subway and I'll be so happy, and within 10 minutes on the subway, I'll see something or experience something that will completely eliminate that feeling. And I feel like living in St. Louis, like I could do a show and I could live off that high because I'm not really going to stumble upon something that's going to piss me off so much, you know,
Someone taking a shit. Like, what are we talking about?
Taking a shit, seeing someone bleed, someone try to fight you.
I saw someone die, I think last week.
What?
From a drug overdose, being that he looked dead. There was ambulances and everything on the street. I was like, oh, what? It's noon.
And you're like, I just did my podcast. I was feeling so happy. What's wrong with that guy? Yeah, no, but like, I don't know. I just feel like St. Louis is unlike LA or New York, whatever, the flyover state, whatever they fucking people call it. But there's no feeling of like, I gotta get out there. Or someone's doing it. I'm not doing it. Like, even post-COVID, like, there's no And that feeling is artificial anyways, but I feel like you get that in those kind of places. It's like, okay, can we just stop trying to be competitive with everyone, you know?
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I think people, like, I don't know, sometimes you do get older. You're like, okay, well, I'm ready to just live a little bit more relaxing life. Like, I don't know. Like, I definitely want to buy a home in Delaware. I beat myself up that I didn't buy it a year ago. I literally lose sleep over it, but whatever, what can you do? Cause now there's, like, you know, the prices are crazy. There's less inventory. It's so nuts. But, yeah, I picture my life. I'll have a home in Delaware. It'd be awesome. People can come visit. It'll be at the beach, and then, you know, go to New York, go to LA. Like, that's kind of what I picture for my life. I have a few more dogs, few more rotting corpse of rescue dogs. And yeah, I don't think, you know, it's,
I kind of love your sign also, by the way, because it just says girls gotta. And I think that could be a t-shirt idea where you just fill out whatever eat. It's like Mad Libs kind of stuff. Like, girls gotta eat. Girls gotta fish. Girls gotta, you know, rescue a disgusting dog. You know, I don't know. It's just fun. Like, girls gotta.
Yeah, we used to have when I did merch for Bros Being Basic, we did have a shirt that – I can't remember. It had like a hashtag, whatever it was. It had literally like this guy with this great screen printer guy, and it was his idea. And it was like a chalkboard kind of fabric on the shirt, and came with chalk, and you could write in like whatever. It was kind of gimmicky, but it was like meant to like DIY. So yeah, girls gotta. I don't know.
That's unbelievable.
Girls gotta golf. Are we doing golf
first? GGG, triple G.
GGG.
Dude. No, that's a great idea, but then you probably lose the chalk pretty quickly, I feel like. But
touching chalk. I hate touching chalk. Oh my God. I can't even, it makes me like cringe.
You'd get it on your short little skirt.
I hate it.
with your long arms or your short arms. Check out our podcast, Girls Gotta Eat. And yeah, I'm sure you guys are touring soon, right?
We're doing what we can. Like, we are doing our Philly shows in July.
When is that? Okay.
July 16th and 17th. We just added a third one. So we had two sold out. We're adding a third. They're going to be incredible at the Fillmore Theater. And then we don't know. I think we have a New York holiday show. Hopefully we'll be able to do in December. We're looking at doing, I think we have Phoenix and Denver in the fall. We're just working all this out. It's been so crazy. Like, we never thought we would do Philly in July. Like, we didn't. Then we were like, wait, can we do it? You know, those are our rescheduled dates from 2020. And they were like, you can do it.
Hell yeah.
So
good for you. All right, go there, get tickets to the third show. Who knows? Maybe I'll be on it. And if they pay me right. All right.
You were in Philly with us when we did Philly that
day. I know.
And we were joking that, remember we were like at brunch with my family?
I do remember that, dude.
In that Airbnb, I could like hear you jerking off in the room next to me. I'm kidding.
I gotta go. Way to bring that up at the end. I felt like I got squitted. All right. I'll talk to you. I love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Puddles, puddles. Everybody now puddles, puddles. Puddles, puddles. Puddles, puddles. Puddles, puddles. Everybody now puddles, puddles. Everybody get up because you get down. If you're getting too close, you know you're getting wet. If you're getting too close, you know you're getting wet. You're standing in deep, you're getting real wet. You ain't that deep because you're kind of shallow. Shallow in the brain and shallow in your heart. You'll never get that deep inside the water, girl. You'll never get that deep. Puddles, puddles. Puddles, puddles. Puddles, puddles. Puddles, puddles. Puddles, puddles. Puddles, puddles. Everybody now puddles, puddles. Everybody get up because you get down. No, when you're standing in the puddle, you don't know where to go because you're so deep. You don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I don't know how wet I am because I'm so wet. That's who I am. I'm so wet. Wet. I'm so wet. I'm so wet. I'm so wet. Now come on in. Puddles, puddles. Puddles, puddles. Puddles, puddles. Puddles, puddles. Puddles, puddles. Puddles, puddles. Everybody now puddles.
because you get down and then everyone will come over here.
Yep. Bye. Bye.